Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel. Bringing you this week's Torah of the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, features many mitzvot. Among them, there are two mitzvot squeezed into one verse, where the verse says, "Es shabsosai tishmoiru u'mikdashi tiro'u." Hashem tells the Jewish people, "You shall guard my Shabbos and you shall fear my mikdash, my holy place," meaning the Mishkan, the tabernacle, later the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. And the question is, what is the connection between these two entities, between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash? What is the connection that both of these appear in one pasuk? Now, on a simple level, we can say that Shabbos is a place of holiness in time, and the Beis HaMikdash is a place of holiness in space. I want to share with you, though, an insight from Rabbi Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, in his famous work on the Torah, Meshech Chachma, and he explains as follows. He says that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Ethics of the Fathers, that tells us that when a person is not working, so that brings a person to sin. In other words, the point is not work in of itself, as in having a job, but when a person is not busy, and when a person is bored, and a person is not occupied with constructive things to do, he's going to end up doing bad things. And therefore, it is imperative and is important for a person to constantly be engaged in work. That's the idea of having a job and of working and so on. Our sages teach us that a person should be involved in some sort of constructive activity constantly, because if not, he's going to end up doing bad things, foolish things, things that he may well regret, and certainly that others will regret. And so he says that Shabbos, therefore, is a day, because we don't work, it is possible for a person on Shabbos to become bored and therefore to engage in sinful and inappropriate behavior. By the same token, he says, we have an idea expressed in the Talmud that in the temple, when everyone would gather for holidays and other times of gathering, there was potential for sinfulness as well, because everyone's getting together and men and women are often coming into close contact with each other. And therefore, when you have large gatherings, such as the gatherings that took place in the temple area, which was a central meeting point of the Jewish people to meet with Hashem, but also a central meeting point for the Jewish people with each other, and if not done properly and with the proper seriousness and focus on spirituality and on coming closer to Hashem, it is pretty easy for people to forget themselves and to engage in inappropriate behavior with each other, especially when you have mixing of the genders and so on. Consequently, there's a danger both on Shabbos and when gathering together in places such as the Temple of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a major gathering place for the Jewish people, there's a danger that they will come to sinful behavior. To that end, says Rev Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, it is important that the Torah tell us, as Shabbos HaTishmaru, guard my Shabbos, meaning we have to be on extra guard when it comes to Shabbos to make sure that we don't engage in inappropriate behavior because we have free time. Because we're off, because it's a day of rest, we don't end up engaging in inappropriate or sinful behavior. And by the same token, as Mikdash Tiro, when you have many Jews coming to the Beis HaMikdash and gathering over there, men, women, and so on, it is important that we also be extra careful and be on guard not to engage in sinful behavior. It's a wonderful thought. Let's just take this to its logical conclusion. That it's an amazing thing that on Shabbos, which, as I started off saying, is the holiest day of the week, and arguably the holiest day of the year, even with Yom Kippur, but in a certain sense, Shabbos has a greater holiness than Yom Kippur. The punishment for violating Shabbos is more severe than for violating Yom Kippur. In certain ways, Shabbos is holier than Yom Kippur. It's the holiest day of the week. And the Beis HaMikdash is the holiest place in the world. And one would think that it's automatic. I'm going to be careful to avoid inappropriate sinful behavior during this time, and yet here we have this idea that the Torah has to go out of its way and tell me to be extra careful, because even though it's a very holy time, but nonetheless the potential for sinful behavior is still there. And if anything, there's greater potential in a certain sense for sinful behavior. So the upshot that we can take from this is that we always have to be careful, always have to be on guard to make sure that we are not letting loose, we're not letting down our guard, and we're not going to let ourselves fall prey to engage in inappropriate behavior and sinful behavior of any sort. And even during very holy times, such as Shabbos, such as a holy space, such as the Beis HaMikdash, or any synagogue, in a shul, one might let his guard down because how am I going to come to sin? How am I going to behave inappropriately? I'm in such a holy time, in such a holy space. The Torah tells us, be careful, because there's always potential for messing up, for engaging in inappropriate behavior. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.